Because they're cool.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, it's tempting. And I mean, like, yeah. Especially when you're working with kids. Like, yeah. I spend, I would say, at least 15 to 20 hours every week with students that are between 3rd to 8th grade that I've known, that I've seen grow up for the last 3 years. So they are, like, very comfortable in making their demands. But these are also kids that have been programming for 3 years. If I build features and I build software for those kids, it's going to make it's so much less interesting and less appealing to those students that are just starting. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's so much more important to focus on that first mile experience. What's it going to be like as you're just starting to program? Mm-hmm. What allowed our other students to be successful? And so like some things that we've seen is that like when students can make about 8 projects within their first week, then generally speaking, they'll continue to go on to make significantly more, mm-hmm. right? If they can successfully write their first couple lines of code within like 5-ish minutes, if they can learn how to copy and paste, right? And so like for like as we get ready to release the newest iteration of our app, it's those are the things that I'm focused on. Like how can I get them to have all of those little experiences so that way they're set up for success and they feel successful? Because I feel like, you know, for us, that's what our goal is like, how can we get as many students interested and excited about this? Not just how can we get the students that are really bright, really motivated, and really interested, how can we continue to feed those students? Because those students are going to be fine. They're already such prolific learners. It's really everyone else that I think that we need to kind of bring into the fold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those students that are super advanced, they get so much out of teaching other kids. Mm-hmm. I think, like, for our students that have been with us for 2 or 3 years, the best thing for them is trying to have empathy for someone that's just starting and trying to explain the concepts from their own perspective.
That helps them learn even more.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. It gets them to a deeper level of learning, and then they also get to understand that, like, they didn't just arrive here, you know, that they also started at that point and that this was a difficult path and that it's going to continue to be difficult because like, you know, when you want to make something that's really cool, like the game, some of the games that our students want to make are really ambitious. Some of the apps are really ambitious. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, the ones that have been with us for a couple of years, they understand that if they want to pursue that, that it's going to be a lot of work, mm-hmm. that it's going to take over 2 weeks or over 50 hours for them to do something. And it's crazy to see students as young as 3rd and 4th grade have that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
We have a student that made a game from 3rd to 5th grade that finished it in 5th grade. And it's an amazing game. It's called Tank Bot. There's like 22 levels. There's a whole tutorial that you can like do before you play the game.
Wow.
And like it blows my mind. I don't think I've ever made a project that's that impressive or exciting.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, that's definitely the most exciting part is to see like what they end up doing with this and kind of like where they go from like starting to where they end up being in 3 months, 6 months, and how like how they think about ideas and how they start breaking them down differently.
What would you say is the most difficult part about your job? Because you mentioned the highlights. So what's the most, like, maybe a hurdle you went through? Sure.